ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very important question and investigating a very important issue. And that issue is regarding the reward that someone gets if he remains chaste, and despite his infatuation with somebody, he controls himself and he remains chaste. Some people ask, if I do this, what reward will I get in the hereafter? Fortunately, we have an answer to this, and in the form of a number of hadiths. Let's look at these hadiths and we can use them to answer this question and understand what the reward will be for a person who, despite his love for another person, he controls himself and he remains chaste. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been narrated as having said, "Whoever loves someone passionately," right? The actual words of the hadith is ishq. Ishq is like passionate love or intense infatuation with somebody. The Prophet says, if somebody loves somebody passionately, intensely, then suppresses his love. The actual wording of the hadith is probably better to translate it as who kind of hides his love and doesn't disclose it, doesn't inform the other person about it. The Prophet says he suppresses his love in order to remain chaste and dies in the process. Let's say he continues suppressing his love until he finally passes away. This person says, the person will be given the reward of a shaheed and a martyr. The Prophet says, "Fahuwa shaheed." Meaning, not in the sense that it doesn't mean that this person technically is a shaheed, but it means that his status and his rank in the eyes of Allah is the status and rank of a person who has died in the battle against falsehood and has achieved martyrdom. In another hadith, we read the following. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "The fighter who is martyred in the way of Allah has no greater reward than the one who is able to sate his lusts but restrains himself." This is also basically the same concept, the same idea, that if somebody is loves somebody, but he cannot consummate his love in a permissible manner, in a way that is permissible and has been permitted by God, and therefore he remains chaste and he doesn't seek to disclose his love for that person, and Allah will reward this person and give him the reward of a martyr. And we know that the reward of a martyr is very high. It's one of the highest ranks and degrees in the hereafter belongs to the person who has been martyred and who has become a shaheed and has died on the path of fighting against falsehood, regardless of whether that is in the battlefield or he has been murdered. This person automatically goes to heaven, and his sins are forgiven. He has a very high status with Allah. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reward of the person who, despite his infatuation, restrains himself and protects himself and remains chaste for the sake of Allah. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.